This is Northwest News from KNKX. Tacoma police are grieving the loss of a fellow officer who was shot to death earlier this week. Officer Reginald Jake Gutierrez was responding to a suspected domestic violence case, one of the most common calls to service. 88.5's Monica Spain has more on how officers are trained to handle these delicate yet often volatile situations.
Domestic violence calls are potentially one of the most hazardous scenarios police officers face. That's partly because they're so frequent, even though domestic violence is still underreported. But also, danger is never far from an officer's mind because of the emotionally charged and personal environment they're walking into. As Academy Commander at the Washington State Criminal Justice Commission, Rick Bowen oversees training for police. He says officers look for immediate danger first and then work to de-escalate the situation.
It's something that good cops historically have been skilled at, but now there's a lot more formalized training on how to calm people down. And teaching persons with a certain appropriate level of respect. I'm in your house, even though if I'm a police officer and I've come into your house to investigate a crime, I can't lose sight of the fact that I'm in your house. So there's a certain amount of respect that goes along with that.
Recruits learn these skills first through domestic violence and mandated crisis intervention training, and then by working side by side with veteran police in the field. Officers are trained that their own safety is paramount, followed closely by that of the citizens they're called to protect. Monica Spain, 88.5 News.